You're listening to Real World News.
Concerns over nuclear energy promotion in Chile. One of the key points in the agenda of U.S. President Barack Obama in his visit to Chile next March is the signing of a memorandum of understanding on nuclear energy with his Chilean counterpart, Sebastián Piñera. Tens of Chilean groups have already opposed the measure. The new attempt to develop nuclear energy in the country answers to the needs of large-scale mining, mainly multinational corporations, agro-industry and big business, and high-income sectors in the cities, the social movements and organizations warn in a public release of January the 27th. This is not a development for social welfare, education, health, culture, and the Chilean society's entertainment, they add. Piñera's administration said they are considering the nuclear energy possibilities in the country, and that a nuclear plant will not be built. The Chilean law on nuclear security currently in force enables a regulated use of nuclear energy. The law contemplates a process of authorization for the building, operation, closing down and dismantling of nuclear plants. There are two experimental or research nuclear reactors in Chile in charge of the Chilean Commission of Nuclear Energy, which depends on the national government. The nuclear reactor La Reina has 5 thermic megawatt power, and it is placed in Las Condes municipality in the metropolitan region of Santiago. The reactor Lo Aguirre has a capacity of 10 thermic megawatts, and it is 28 kilometers from Santiago, the country's capital. The Chilean Commission of Nuclear Energy says in its official website, quote, "The nuclear energy option in our country is viable, although it points out that a project like that one needs at least 6 to 10 years to start operating. Several Chilean social organizations are on the alert. They do not regard the government's insistence in the preliminary assessment of developing nuclear energy and including the subject in the agenda of Piñera's meeting with Obama. They claim Chile is not undergoing an energy crisis, and the estimates of energy demand for the next year and decades are those of an unsustainable and unfair development. Some of the signing organizations are Colectivo Viento Sur, Latin American Observatory of Environmental Conflicts, the National Association of Rural and Indigenous Women, La Vía Campesina Chile, and the Wild March of Women Chile. So far, the country and its citizens have stayed away from the nuclear energy threat. This new attempt to introduce nuclear energy in the political agenda answers to economic interests, such as those who manage the supply and demand in the current Chilean energy system. The Chilean social movements and organizations highlight that the risks and environmental and social impacts of nuclear power are widely documented and disseminated, especially those related with uranium processing, radioactive waste disposal, and power generation. The signatories of the public statement believe Chile does not need nuclear energy and that the urban and rural communities of the country need truly clean and just energy. Energy should be managed with the criterion of public welfare and territorial sustainability, with a central role of the state and the communities. We reject this nuclear attempt supported by the U.S. diplomacy, which is at the service of its global economic interests. We say to the U.S. president that Chilean people do not want nuclear energy in their territory.
You're listening to Real World News.